You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Cocoa, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Cocoa, 99.9 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. Thank you once again for listening and tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries. Our church is located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida, where our pastors are Thomas and Teresa Robinson. God bless you. We want to invite you to come and fellowship with us anytime, Sunday or Tuesday. Sunday mornings, 11 a.m., Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m. I am your radio host today, Andre Jordan. I am so thankful and blessed to be with you once again right here, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m., WWBC 100.7 FM, 99.3 FM on your radio dial. I'm excited about the goodness of the Lord. Isn't that just enough? Honestly, isn't it just enough when we think about God's goodness, despite the heat, despite the gas prices, despite confusion, turmoil, and turbulence in the land? God is good. God is amazing. God is faithful. And always we try and present just a kingdom nugget from the Lord of encouragement to encourage you on your day, in your day, to encourage you towards accepting Jesus Christ. If you're tuned in by what you think is an accident, but it's a divine appointment to accept and get to know Christ. Today we're talking about from the topic, Beware of Hurt. H-U-R-T. Beware. Beware of hurt. Father, I pray today and bless you and honor your name and give you glory. I pray, Father, that you would speak to our hearts, all of us tuned in today, to hear how we can overcome hurt, pain, anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, offense. Father, strengthen us, your people, today to make more room for you in our lives and to expand our capacity to be filled with the love of Christ and to share that love with others. I pray and I ask, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Yes, you heard me. Our topic today, beware of hurt. So many things we could beware of. Sometimes you go to visit somebody or you're driving and you see a house and it might have a sign that says, beware of dogs. I've seen signs that say, beware of Smith & Wesson. You know, so many things that we might need to beware of, be cautious of. And I want to share today, one of them is hurt. H-U-R-T. Beware of hurt. Beware of this little four-letter word. And the reason I say that is because we cannot park our cars spiritually in the place of hurt, in the place of offense. We cannot just, we're driving down I-95, we're driving down the interstate, and we've got a certain speed to keep up, otherwise you throw the rhythm of the cars off around you. And we cannot pull over to the side of the interstate and just park our car there for days, for weeks, for months, for years, in the place of hurt, in the place of offense, in the place of unforgiveness. And it's a subtle thing. It's a subtle tool that the enemy uses. I want to say hurt is a deterrent to our healing. Hurt is a deterrent to forgiveness. Hurt is a deterrent to overcoming. Hurt is a deterrent for laying aside anger, laying aside all of these things. And so we know from the scripture, one scripture that came to mind is Isaiah 53. And I want to pull up the Amplified version. Isaiah 53. Here I am. I've got it. And it says, surely, talking about Jesus Christ, he has borne our griefs. He has borne our sicknesses. He's borne our weaknesses. He's borne our distresses. What is distressing us today? He's carried our sorrow. He's carried our pain of punishment. He's carried, I'm inserting, our hurt, our pain, our anger, our bitterness. Because sometimes we don't just need Jesus to heal physical wounds. I haven't been shot and I have a bullet wound and I need him to heal me. I haven't been in a car accident and I have broken bones and broken limbs and gashes and need him to heal me. But sometimes in the soft tissue of our being, in the soft tissue of our mind, in the soft tissue of our emotions, in the soft tissue emotionally, we need the healer. We need Jesus, who is a healer, to heal us. And we need to know that we cannot get stuck today in these places, in these situations and circumstances that bring about hurt in our lives. Let me keep reading Isaiah 53. I want to make sure we read this word today. But surely Jesus also bore for us our grief, our sickness, our weaknesses, our distresses. He's carried our sorrows and pains and hurts and the things that offended us and the things that caused us to be angry, the things that caused us to walk in unforgiveness, the things that hindered us. And yet we ignorantly, it says, considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God as if with leprosy. But Jesus was wounded for our transgression. He was wounded because of our junk. Surely Jesus was bruised for our guilt, our iniquities, and the chastisement of his peace was upon him, and well-being was for us was upon him. And because of it, with his stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. Because Jesus was wounded for your transgression, because Jesus was bruised for our guilt and our iniquity, it was mine, it was yours. He didn't do nothing, but it was carrying our junk. The chastisement, the need to obtain peace and well-being for us, was upon him. He went through so that he might attain it for us, for our sake, for my sake, for me and you. And with the stripes that wounded him, because he endured, because he went to the cross, with those stripes, those wounds, we are healed and made whole. Today, in Jesus' name, we are healed and made whole. There is a great exchange that took place when he died upon the cross. And then he was buried and he rose again with all power in his hand, that we might obtain and walk in the victory he won it for us. My peace and well-being, he won it for me. So this is why I'm saying today, beware of hurt. beware of the subtle things that we encounter that cause us to pull off to the side of the road and park and meditate and mull in that thing. Beware of hurt. It's an open door. It's an open door. Beware of offense. It's an open door. Beware of unforgiveness. It's an open door. Beware of anger. It's an open door. Beware. These things can stop us, have the potential, not the power. They have the potential to stop us, but only if we let it. Beware of hurt today. How are you doing? How are you feeling in God? Because it doesn't matter so much of how I'm feeling in my emotional state, because we're learning to master by our spirit man, our flesh, our spirit man, the Holy Spirit in us, those that are redeemed, that are saved, that are bought with the blood of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit of God in us, he calls the shots. He's running the show. And he it is that tells me to shift up to a higher place. When I just said that word shift, it made me think about if you drive a 4-speed, 5-speed, you can drive a manual transmission. And as you're in first gear, the car begins to make that sound, time to shift to second gear. You're driving in second gear, car begins to make that transitioning sound, time to shift to third, on to fourth, on to fifth, get to fifth gear, they're smooth riding. Smooth riding. You can go as fast as is legal and just a smooth ride, but it's time to shift. I can't park in hurt. I can't park in hurt places. I can't meditate on hurt. I can't meditate on offense. I can't pull down the curtains and the drapes and the blinds and stay in brokenness. I can't close myself off and shut others out and stay in these places because somebody done me wrong, because somebody has offended me with their words, with their actions, with their behavior, with their tone. I can't do it because the Holy Spirit in me calls for me, shift up to a higher gear. Shift up to a higher gear. This thing is powerless. The only power offense has is the power I will give it, is the attention I will give it, is the attention I will feed it. And if you feed it, it will grow. But if you starve it with love, if you starve it with kindness, if you starve it with forgiveness, if you starve it with patience, if you starve it, it'll shrivel up in the corner and die. It cannot overtake you except you participate and engage with it. Beware today of hurt, hurt feelings, hurt emotions. Beware today. Yes, I'm not going to minimize relationships and people that hurt and harm us. I'm not going to minimize the action that happened. I will not minimize that. But what I am saying is I will not park and stay in that place. Something happened. Pow! Sucker punched you. Didn't see it coming. Got to shake your head a little bit like a dazed boxer. Whew! Where did that come from? Sometimes you might be seeing double like the boxers do, but listen, go to your corner, pull yourself together. Pull yourself together. And as Holy Spirit helps you pull yourself together under his leading, under his instruction, under his wisdom and insight and strategy for you, instructions, follow his instructions. You're going to be all right. Resist the pull of the enemy and the whisperings of the enemy to stay in hurt places. Resist the pull of the enemy to regurgitate from hurt places, to regurgitate from hurt emotional places. Resist the enemy. Why? Because he's still trying to take you out. His one assignment: to steal, to kill, to destroy. He's trying to take you out of commission. Where is she? I thought she did this and she was, she's out of commission. She's backed up, parallel parked on Hurt Avenue. But the Lord today, this is a kingdom sound. Beware of hurt. Beware of these subtle foxes that spoil the vine. Beware today. Be on guard with your emotional well-being. Be on guard so when it comes, you're as much as is possible for you, you're in a place to rebound and bounce back. You're in a place to shake it off and bounce back. Come on, look at the disciples before us. Look at the men and women of God. They were able to shake off their mission and assignment and love and focus on the things of God was so great. They were undeterred by these little afflictions and trials and setbacks. My God, look at the life of like Apostle Paul. Gosh, look at what they faced, how they were beaten and jailed and flogged and stoned and all of these things. And sometimes if you look at us today, me included, something that has the strength of a mosquito bite wounds us and makes us go park our car on Hurt Avenue. We've got to do better. We've got to overcome. We've got to get a renewed mind, an overcoming mind. Some of us in our, truly, if the truth is told, in our lives, in our testimony, in our walk with the Lord, we've walked with Him years, years, and years. We've already overcome so much more that the things that we are going through and the things that we face, my gosh, we ought to rebound like a rubber band. Because we've already seen the hand of God move in our life. He's already brought some of us through so much. If I could hear your testimony, some of us have been shot and left for dead. Some of us have been attacked brutally. Some of us have been healed time and time again of diseases that took other people out. Some of us, He's healed our children. We were mothers by their bedsides wondering if they were going to live or die or make it. We didn't know from one day to the next. Some of us, it was our siblings. Some of us, it was the spouses. They left. They came back. The Lord restored it. I mean, we've overcome in great ways. Some of us, through our workplace and employment, the Lord moved and got in situations and turned them around. Some of us with governmental agencies, the IRS, prison, jail, all kinds of testimonies, the power of God at work. And then what we see is sometimes somebody say some little small off the wall thought thing to us, and we cave under. We cave under. We come undone. We go park our car on Hurt Avenue. But the Lord is saying, beware of hurt. Beware of subtle offenses creeping in your heart. My heart. That's where they want to creep in. My heart. The enemy is always going for the jugular. Always going, trying to get a seed planted in your heart. Because if you can get a demonic seed planted in our heart, guess what? And we meditate on that thing, we begin to keep company with the offense, keep company with what was done. It begins to get nourishment. It begins to get food and water and light, and that thing begins to grow. Then we begin to act upon wrong thinking, bad belief systems. We begin to echo the lies of the enemy whispered in our spiritual ears. So the Lord is like, beware of hurt. You can't park your car on Hurt Avenue. You can't stop with offense. Jesus already made the way for you. Jesus already paved the way for you. H-U-R-T. He's a healer for every hurt. He's a healer of every disease, of every sickness. He's a healer of mind disease, problems. I wanted to say, hurt has a purpose. Why did the Lord allow whatever he allowed to come? Does he not have anything better to do? It has a purpose. God wants to get glory out of you and I, and many times, because he already knows us intimately better than we know ourselves. We don't know ourselves as well as we think we do, but the Lord knows us intimately. He allows things that he filters. Okay, this and no more. He's filtering what comes to us. He's filtering what he will allow as permissible. And it will always be for our making, for our good. And while in the midst of trial or affliction, absolutely, it does not feel good. When we go through pain, hurt, disappointment, it doesn't feel good. But it didn't feel good for Christ, but he went through and he endured the pain and the suffering, and he showed us, keep focus on me, endure hardness as good soldiers. And we are able, have his power to overcome. I have the power to overcome today. You have the power to overcome today. In the name of Jesus, we're stronger than offense. We're stronger than somebody having a bad day and speaking to us in a wrong tone. We're stronger than that. In the name of Jesus, yes, we are. So why are you and I parked in a back alley on Hurt Alley? Why are we parked? Some of us, God used to be able to find us faithful. God used to be able to use us in his service, in the service of the Lord, in the things of God. And now we've stepped out of our places. God needs to call our name and say, Andre, where art thou? God might need to call your name, John, where art thou? Betty, Sue, Barbara, where art thou? Vivian, where art thou? Sharon, where art thou? Because why? Offense has come. Hurt has come. Disappointment has come. Betrayal has come. Insult, slander has come. But God is calling us today. Through this radio broadcast, he's calling you out of hurt places. He's calling you out of offended places. He's calling you out of the parked car. Parked so good is backed in, parallel parked and backed up. He's calling you out of those places. Back into service, back into commission, where you have resigned and turned in your credentials, where you have resigned and put down the mic, put down the instrument, put down your Bible, where they got you so hot and bothered and mad, and you just went off in your hurt self and hurt places. God is like, no, this word is for all of us. If you're hearing it, if you're hearing it, who pops up in your mind that hurt you? Who pops up in your mind that's rash with their words? Don't care about filtering their words and how they speak to people. Who pops up in your mind? God is coming for it. We've got to release people to God. We've got to let go. We have a choice. It's a choice of my will. If I will receive this wound, it's a choice. The angry words came, but what did I do with them? I don't have to receive them into my heart, my spirit. I can resist them. I can resist in the name of Jesus, and I can pray for the brother or sister that I can see is crying out for prayer. We've got to see with the eyes of the Lord. We've got to see from the Lord's perspective. Sometimes we can be so carnally focused at times, not all the time. Sometimes we're strong and focused on God, but sometimes we can be so carnally focused in those sucker punch moments that instead of us seeing through the eyes of God, this is a cry for help. This man or woman needs Christ. We take it personal. It's not personal. It's war. The kingdom of darkness versus the kingdom of light. God always win. We always win through Christ. So today I pray in the name of Jesus that we commit ourselves. Take heed to this message. Beware of hurt. Beware of what's creeping in into our hearts, into our subconscious that we're not thinking about. I pray, Father, that this word has done what you've desired and it's caused us to wake up and examine ourselves like Samson. Wake up and examine ourselves. See where we are. See if I've allowed something to creep in that I have an offense and ought, unforgiveness against anybody, Father. And I pray in the name of Jesus that we release them unto you. Vengeance is yours. You shall repay. You will deal with this. You will vindicate us. God, help us today to grow by the word. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Good evening, and thank you for listening to our broadcast. I want to take a moment and invite you to our marriage conference, March the 16th and 17th. The location is 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock. That's Victory International Praise Church, 250 North Babcock in Melbourne, Florida. The Bible says we're destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And a lot of times marriages are going through some things because we do lack knowledge. The Bible says to dwell with your spouse according to knowledge. And so we want to give you some knowledge and even some wisdom. And so once again, the address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. We will be starting at 7 p.m. I pray that God will stir the hearts of even the spouses that you don't even believe would be willing to come, that God would stir their hearts to come and to be there. All right, God bless you. We love you.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, 99.9 FM, and 100.7 FM. Today's Modern Worship, Cocoa, Rockledge, and all of Brevard County.
A brighter day's coming, y'all. As I look back over my life, I see what the Lord has brought me through. Through many dangers, seen and unseen, He's in my heavenly communication when I'm in distress. And when it seems so cloudy in your life, no one seems to be found, you can't find a friend, that's when Jesus can be found. Just seek Him, you'll see, He will be right there for you. Let Him in your life. Brighter day's coming, y'all. Brighter day's coming, y'all. Brighter day's coming, y'all. A brighter day's coming, y'all. A brighter day's coming, y'all. A brighter day, brighter day.